Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Renee.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Is anybody else on?
Me, Desmond.
Ooh.
Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Good evening.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Did you send
the Lushenya? L'shem Yehud Kut Shabarichu Vishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Leyachta Hashem Yudhe Bavavhe Biyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayem Lekayem Mitzvat Zefirata Omer Basot Nachat Ruach Leotzrenu Velasot Ratzon Borenu Vayino Amadunay Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunene Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kunenehu. We're now going to read some verses from the Psalms in preparation for the bracha. Adonai Ohe Wahe Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Ohe Wahe Azdecha Leolam Ma'ase Yadicha El Teref Echra Le'elohim El Yom La'el Gomer Alay V'ya'agor Alayich V'ya'aracha Matboseset B'damayich V'yamar Lecha B'damayich Chaye V'yamar Lecha B'damayich Chaye Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohei Gedalat Meod hod vehadar levashetz. Ata or kishalma nota shamayim kairiya. The bracha. Baruch ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of Sefirat HaOmer have a gematria of 65, Samachay. And 65 is the gematria of Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, one of the names of God, dealing with the level of Malchut. Ayom Asara Yamin Va'omer Shehem Shavua Echad Ushlosha Yamin. Today is the 10th day of the Omer, which is 1 week and 3 days. And the inner light, Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. Amen. And now we will connect to the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu sela La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. We're stopping at the word darkecha, which has a shorish from derech, which means the way or the pathway. How can you strengthen your connection to Hashem by following the pathway He has laid out for us in His Torah? What can you commit to today that will do additional mitzvot or learn additional halachot or some aspect of strengthening your connection to Hashem through strengthening your connection to His Torah? Perhaps you can add additional study hours. Bekol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha mim Elohim Yoducha mim kulam Yismechu viranenu. Again today, as yesterday, we have the letter Nun that we are stopping. The letter Nun is connected to falling, as well as connecting to dwelling and beauty. Utilize this letter as a vaccine against falling, and utilize this letter to increase your dwelling with beauty in your life. Nu leumim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela. Continuing. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, Eretz na yuvula yuvarkenu, Elohim, Eloheinu. Yivarkenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol asei aretz. And now we will connect and say the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa Gedulat Yemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Am Fab Ayin The Ayin is a letter that connects to wisdom and also to the 70 nations. As a word, it means I. How can you reach out to more people to bring them closer to Hashem? The best way is to be a better person today than you were yesterday. And let the people notice how you have changed, how you have changed yourself. Can you make a list of ways that you can be better today than you were yesterday? This process is normally recommended to be done every evening as you go to sleep. Evaluate your day. In what ways can you be a better person tomorrow than you were today? Shagvenu taharenu nora ufreshayim sintet nun Nagibor dorshe yehudecha kivavat shamrein Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barchem taharem rachame tzidkatcha tamid Kam lem betet resh sari taf gimul Hasim kadosh erol tucha Nael adatecha Tet kuf bet, tet nun ayam Yachid geye lamcha penei Zokre kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tiyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Rukshin Kifav Achtar Le'elachay. And in this 10th journey in the desert, we left Dovka and camped in Alush. And this journey connects to the Ayin in the second verse of the Ana Bekoa. Alush means power. It refers to a powerful city or one built by a powerful person. This symbolizes the stage in life when we rise to power, either at work or in another position of influence. Power is a double-edged sword, which can be used either toward achieving greatness or achieving corruption. Some say that the manna began to fall in Alush, and that was where the Jewish people kept their first Shabbat. Two divine gifts that empower us to access heaven as we traverse this earthly wilderness. Here's a meditation. All people come to think of themselves as powerful in some way. At the same time, they always seem to realize there is some other level of power that they have not yet reached. Where are you looking to become more powerful? What areas of your life are you striving to achieve power? Ribono Shelola Ata Tevitanu Al Yede Moshe Avdecha Lispor Sefirata Omer Kidei Letacharenu Miklipotenu Tumatenu Kimo Shekhatavta Butorata Huspartem Lahem Mimacharat HaShabbat Miyom Haviyachem Et Omer HaTenufa Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Teyina Mimacharat HaShabbat HaShavit Tasafru Hamishim Yom Kidei Sheyitacharu Nafshotamcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uvechen Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohei Waheh Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shebizchut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shepagamti Besefira Tiferet Shebegivura Tiferet Shebegivura is mercy within judgment. Mercy, Tiferet, has the following meanings. Compassion, beauty, balance, and truth. Tiferet has both chesed and givura within it. In balance, those two energies. Meaning, chesed is slightly in control compared to givura. How does mercy in the frame of Givura look? What does it look like?
V'yet Taher, V'yet Kadesh, V'kusha Shel Ma'ala, Amen Selah.
The righteous people who left this day that assist us in discounting for this day, the energy of this day, the cleansing of this Sefirah within us. One question you can always ask when counting the Omer: where does this Sefirah, Tiferet Shebegivurah, where is it in the body? Givurah is the left arm. But where is Tiferet of the left arm? The two tzaddikim who left this day chose this day to leave, Rabbi Israel Shalom Yosef, then Rabbi Yitzhak of Bochosh. I'm sorry, I have the wrong date, so disregard that tzaddik, don't disregard him, but recognize the mistake that I have made. Rabbi Chaim Halberstam of Sons and Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Goldberg. Rabbi Drizin has given us the prophet that relates to this Sefirah. Tiferet Shebegivurah, the prophet is Samuel. The prophet is Samuel the prophet. He is the son of Hannah, and Elkanan, and he was raised in the Mishkan from the age of weaning, which is usually about 3 years old. Tiferet Shibigaburah has a gematria of 1600 when the kolel is added. 1600 is actually 800 times 2. 800 represents the foreskin of our hearts. And this is true in both hearts, in both of our hearts, the good inclination and the evil inclination. This is ultimately the purpose of poor people in this world, to allow us to circumcise our heart, to feel the pain of someone's life that appears to be more difficult than ours. The Perkei Avot in chapter 6, or in chapter 1, verse 6, puts great importance on having friends. You should buy yourself a friend, it says. Nevertheless, to be a mili dalvot, to be a kone Torah, you must be mitadek. You must be scrupulously careful who you choose to be friends with. And now we will pray for the Bet HaMikdash to be rebuilt. And yesterday we explained why this is true, and why it is a good thing to be doing. Please read with me or repeat after me. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma b'mhera b'yameinu, and may we all say amen. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to all. And Shalom to all. Good evening. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.